Well, switching to politics, on CBS This Morning, Chris Christie praised his own performance in last night's fifth and final Republican presidential candidates debate of 2015, dismissing the policy flare-ups over immigration, phone surveillance, and defense spending that took place between his onstage rivals.
The most important thing is to remember that our adversary, our real adversary, was watching last night from Chappaqua, New York. It's Hillary Clinton. And it wasn't, I think, in the interest of our party or for our country to get in these little minor dust-ups and scraps that these guys get into, talking about the petty little things that they're discussing among each other.
And the headline in today's Des Moines Register, Trump slips, Rubio shines. Ron Elving is senior Washington editor and correspondent for NPR. And Ron, Donald Trump got annoyed several times, but there were no big slip-ups. What struck you about last night's debate?
You know, Eric, I would say that Chris Christie can go on the morning shows and talk about his return to relevance, being in the debate last night, doing well in New Hampshire, and Marco Rubio can go on his website and show that headline from the Des Moines Register. But the candidate who benefited most or showed the most strength in the long run in terms of how his strategy is working last night was Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz really began his breakout with this debate, and that is because he is positioning himself to inherit the support of other candidates as they fall and eventually drop out. He's already benefited tremendously from the decline of Ben Carson. He is positioning himself in some of these debates to inherit the support of Rand Paul when Rand Paul slips out of the top tier, or that is to say those who get on the main stage. And finally, and ultimately, he is positioning himself to be the successor to Donald Trump for the angry voter if Donald Trump at some point or another begins to lose some of his altitude.
And Ron, Trump and Cruz were pretty gentle with each other last night. What was that about?
That's about Ted Cruz's big bear hug, as he calls it. He's been hugging Ben Carson, even as he has been draining off Ben Carson's support. He calls it smothering them with love. He did it again last night, refusing to go after Trump. And interestingly, Trump returned it. He backed off completely from his characterization of Ted Cruz as being a little bit of a maniac in the Senate and gave him a little pat on the shoulder as he did so. And the two of them acted as though they were planning to be a ticket together, which no one expects them to be.
One never knows. Now, Trump did make some news when asked whether he'll run a third-party candidacy if he's not the Republican nominee.
I have great respect for the people I've met through this process. I've never done this process before. I've never been a politician. I mean, for the last 6 months, I've been a politician. But I will tell you, I am totally committed to the Republican Party. I feel very honored to be the front runner. And I think I'll do very well if I'm chosen, if I'm so...
Totally committed, Ron. What's your sense? Do party insiders believe Donald Trump?
For the moment, they're going to accept that statement that he made last night. They're going to crow about it. They're going to be very happy about it. They don't want Donald Trump running a third-party candidacy, to put it mildly. It's their greatest fear. But in the long run, do they really trust it? Do they really want to put their weight down on it? I would expect they will not, and they will be very cautious about everything they do regarding Donald Trump between now and the Cleveland Convention in July.
You talked about Cruz's breakout. There were some policy debates, mainly between Senator Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, who were battling for second and third behind Trump. Rubio criticized Cruz for voting to end the government's bulk collection of phone records aimed at rooting out terrorists.
This is not just the most capable, it is the most sophisticated terror threat we have ever faced. We are now at a time when we need more tools, not less tools. And that tool we lost, the metadata program, was a valuable tool that we no longer have at our disposal.
Senator Cruz?
Well, I would note that Marco knows what he's saying isn't true.
So, Ron, give us a sense. What real divisions were exposed there on that issue last night and on others between those two?
There are real divisions between them, but they are being mischaracterized largely by the two candidates as they try to give each other a little bit of a knife on some of these issues. Immigration is the other big one. On the surveillance issue, back when this was really hot and Rand Paul was filibustering on the floor of the Senate and talking about the horrors of having the National Security Agency looking into Americans' telephone logs, that point, Ted Cruz was kind of friendly with Rand Paul and kind of wanted that libertarian kind of vibe about his candidacy. And he sort of touched on that just a little bit again last night, but in a very clever way so as to still show that he wants us to be able to use all of our tools against ISIS. But Marco Rubio had a valid point to make there about past Ted Cruz votes. And also valid points to make about how Ted Cruz has voted against the defense authorization and has tried to actually lower spending in some areas of defense. A good moment for him to do that with the country so focused on ISIS right now.
And Jeb Bush, who has struggled, seemed to have an okay night, but not a breakout. Here he is with one of the most effective lines of the night about Trump.
Donald, you know, is great at the one-liners, but he's a chaos candidate, and he'd be a chaos president. He would not be the commander-in-chief we need to keep our country safe.
Ron, what's your sense? Did Bush have a little bit of a breakout or not last night?
I think he had his best night thus far in the five debates and finally made it into the highlight reel. Really, he's been trying since summer to be one of the things that people talked about the day after the debate in a positive way rather than saying, hey, what happened to Jeb Bush? Wasn't he supposed to be such a juggernaut? He actually looked like one of the big boys. He looked like he was in there punching against Donald. He held his own. They traded punches. And Trump tried to humiliate him with how badly he's doing in the polls and suggested that in the next debate, they might have to move his lectern right on off the stage.
Well, the next debate is a month away, I believe, 2 days after the president's final State of the Union address. We'll be watching. Ron Elving is senior Washington editor and correspondent for NPR. Ron, thanks so much.
Good to be with you, Eric.